This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to Nirvana Sisters Podcast, where we take the intimidation out of well-being and beauty to help you achieve your highest state, your Nirvana. We are sisters-in-law and your hosts. I'm Amy Sherman.
And I'm Katie Chandler. So let's get into some real conversation.
To the show, Nirvana Sisters family. It's Amy and Katie, and we are here. We're back with the Product Junkies to start the back-to-school season. Not that these are back-to-school products, but we have been doing a lot of replays this summer because we've both been running around, and we've done a few episodes that we've launched some new ones, but we've also been doing a lot of replays, so it's good to be back. It's good to see you, Katie. I feel like we haven't caught up.
I know.
So we need a major catch-up, but I know you were just in Alaska.
Yes. Alaska was interesting.
I asked Katie how it was, and she was like, it was interesting. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to hear about that. How was your cruise experience?
The cruise experience was, I think, the interesting piece. I'm definitely not a cruiser. I think it's a fantastic thing for those that enjoy it. And like my father has a handicap, so it's so good for him because it's all accessible and easy in there, but it is not my thing. So yeah,
it would not be my thing.
Yeah, there. Lesson learned.
Did you get nauseous?
I actually didn't have any problems with seasickness, but my other sister-in-law, my brother's wife, she was like, it was tough for her. And then Adam had it a little bit. And like we had legitimately, there was days where the boat was rocking. You could visibly see it and feel it. And like you'd be like,
horrible.
Yeah. Like you'd be like, you would trip almost, like fall over if you weren't careful. It was kind of crazy.
I can't even.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then Alaska.
I'm glad you're back safe and sound.
That's not even like there was the whole family passed around like a stomach virus and the whole thing. I mean,
how was actual Alaska?
Actual Alaska was beautiful. I mean, really, really gorgeous. Like the water there is so different than the water here. It's like, it's such like a deep marine blue color. I don't even know how to describe it. It just looks so different.
Wow.
And we saw whales every single day. And we took a train like really high up in the mountains up through a passageway that the original settlers went from Alaska into Canada. And
so cool.
Like, we just did a lot of cool experiences. Little towns are very quaint and sweet. And it's a cool place. Like I mean, it was not on my bucket list, so I would have never been there otherwise. I have no reason to ever go otherwise. So it's really cool. I've been to Alaska. You know, my kids had an amazing time.
Yeah, I'm sure the girls loved it.
They loved it. They had a great time. And you've been everywhere too. You were just at the beach. How was the week at the beach with the family?
The beach was good. It was actually like Stu and I were saying, it was like one of our best weeks, we felt like, just because it was chill and, you know, we go with a couple of families and they're great. And we just kind of like have our system. We go to the beach every day, but we don't go till like later in the day. So it's not like a rush to get out in the morning and we're all just kind of like hanging out. And the kids have bikes so they can just ride them around the neighborhood and, you know, go get breakfast or do whatever. And then, we're just kind of on the beach the second half of the day every day and hanging out, and the kids are in the water. And then, you know, we'd bust out our high noons later in the day and just relax. And then we'd go to some good dinners and go to bed, and sometimes early, sometimes late. It was just nice. Actually, it was really funny. One of my favorite parts of our trip, which is like hysterical, but like, have you been watching, Summer I Turn Pretty?
No, I haven't gotten into it yet.
Oh, man. Oh, it's so good. So I watched season one last year, and then season two, was it last year? I guess it was last year. It's on Amazon Prime, and season two this year. I mean, every teenager knows this show. I'm like such a teenager, but I like love these kind of shows, as you know. It's a little cheesy, but it's like you get into it because it's just such a good story. It's a book, so you can kind of understand why it was made into a picture or into a series. But so one of the nights we just like stayed in and had pizza or whatever, went over to Courtney's house, and she's got two like teenage girls who were watching it. And like a lot of the family friends were all, these girls are all teenagers. So it was the finale came out that night. So one of Courtney's daughters was like, oh, do you want to watch it? Because I was talking to them about it because I'd like to get all the teens' insights on the show about this and that and like what they think about it. So we all sat around and watched the show.
That's fun.
And it was so fun watching it with them because I like hearing their reactions and like all the music. A lot of it is Taylor Swift. So like it was just so fun to watch a show with teenagers who like the show is pretty much made for.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was just like a fun memory. I loved it.
It sounds
we're all like in our sweats, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like such a chill vacation, like where you were just at ease and relaxed and like you're not running anywhere. You're not like you're right. This like,
yeah, exactly.
Were you in a house with multiple families or did you guys have your?
No, we were just like in a kind of a condo.
Yeah. And then other people were there in their other places and you would connect. Yeah. That's so nice. That's
yeah. Great. And then we would just meet up, which is nice. You kind of have like your own space and whatever. So that was good. And then, yeah, earlier in the summer was in Utah.
Amazing.
At Amangiri Resort, which was incredible. Again, like we had an agenda because there were things we wanted to do, but it was very relaxing, very remote, very almost like a retreat in a way. And we did boating on Lake Powell and we did hiking and we went into the canyons and it was just stunning. It was like so my vibe, like the whole desert and like the heat and that dry air and like all the hiking and I just loved it. We were there for a couple of days and it was just so rejuvenating.
And that was just, it was great. Just you and Stu, no kids. So
just
like,
Stu and I, because the kids were
away. Yeah, and all the easier to go and do all of those things when it's just the two of you. Like that's what it's all about when you're on a trip, just the two of you.
So
that's
nice. And I don't think it was like probably too chill for them. I don't know. I mean, maybe they would have liked it, but probably not. And yeah, we did like spa stuff and just chilled. I mean, we went for our 20th anniversary. So
nice.
It was special.
And the sickest celebrity spotting ever. Tell our listeners.
Yes. We saw Angelina Jolie. So that was really
so
fun.
Cool.
She was sitting next to us at dinner with her whole family. All very well behaved. They were like having such a good time. Nice family. No one was bothering them because it's not that kind of place. It's really small and remote and everyone's cool about that. So that was amazing. She was stunning in person and not as tall as I thought. She's probably like maybe my height, a little bit taller.
Really?
Like 5'6".
I always thought she was super tall.
I know. She looks tall, but she's not. She's just like really thin.
Yeah.
And, you know, has that stature. But that was really cool. And yeah, it's just a great place just to disconnect, be out in the mountains, be out in that environment. Really quiet, very quiet there, very still and just, really grounding.
Sounds
it was great.
Amazing.
It was incredible. Yeah. It was just so, so beautiful.
The summer flew by.
But anyway, back to product
junkies.
Yes. We have a couple things, just some fun things that we've been wanting to review because we haven't done a show. I don't know. I think we did one in July maybe, but we might have missed August. So we are back and here to talk about some products we're loving right now. So I will start with you, Katie.
Okay. This first one. All right. So this is actually kind of funny because you're going to have to tell me if either of us have already talked about some of these because it could be possible. But this first one is from our fave, Erica Taylor, right? Was obviously
coming soon.
I follow her on TikTok and Insta and she suggested this Makeup Forever HD Skin Twist and Light.
Oh, I've seen her talk about that. No, you haven't reviewed this. I must hear. Okay.
It's really, really good. So the coolest thing about it,
Wait, repeat the name so our listeners can hear. What's it called
again? It's the Makeup Forever HD Skin Twist and Light 24-Hour Luminous Finishing Powder. And it is in this container that at the bottom twist and like you just like tap it when you twist it open and it puts out like the perfect little amount of powder that you need at the bottom there. And then you dip your brush in and your brush isn't like drenched with too much powder. It's like the perfect amount. Mm. And the interesting thing is the colors. It's pink powder, blue powder, and kind of like a pearlescent color powder. But like that's the whole thing. Like these pink powders they're the finishing powders, right? So it's not just like your usual one that matches like your concealer. It's totally different because it's all about reflecting light and everything. And this one exactly, they have four different shades. This is the light shade 1.0 light. And it's really beautiful. Like it finishes.
What does blue powder do? I've never heard of that. I didn't realize there was.
I don't know exactly. I think it's all about like radiance, light reflecting, yeah. And like the pink blurs. And I think the blue maybe reflects the light. So when I put it on.
Can you mix them together?
Yeah, that's the whole point. When you shake it, all three different colors go at the bottom.
Oh, they all come
mixed.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And it really is, like I also do my contouring with it, but I really feel like it when the light hits my face, it hits all the places that you want. Like it hits the high cheekbones and like the center of the forehead and like the bridge of the nose and like the Cupid's bow on the lips, because I'm finishing with this. When I don't finish with it, I don't feel that as much.
So it's the last thing you put on.
It's the last thing I put on before my setting spray. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it's funny. I, on the recommendation of Erica, also got the Westman Atelier pink powder, but it's pressed. It's like that little gold, and she raves about that one too, but it's a little bit different because it's not loose. I always forget about it, but I need to use that more. But yeah, same idea. It just kind of like blurs everything out, but I'm shy with it. I always get nervous to use too much. I don't know why, but that's good to know about that powder, because I've seen her talk about that many times and it looks amazing when she does it.
I'm obsessed with it. Like, absolutely.
And you just need like a little bit.
The littlest bit. Like, this is going to last me a very, very, very long time. The only, my only complaint is that it's like clunky.
Big.
It's not great for travel, but that's it.
I wonder if they have a smaller version or something.
Yeah,
or
it would be nice. And I mean, this is what their website says. A 3-in-1 luminous finishing powder that instantly unifies, corrects, and revives your complexion while delivering 24-hour radiance and blurring. And I tell you, that's exactly what it does. It also is nice because it kind of like it helps blend my makeup too at the end. Like, you know.
What brush do you use with it? Because that's the other thing.
I use a big, fat, like, loose, like not tightly compact brush. Okay.
I don't have a brush like that.
Yeah.
I need to invest in that. I have those like triangle.
Like the triangle makeup powder pads. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I guess it's a powder,
like a powder
pad.
Pop.
And so I have that, but I don't use it that much because I feel like I don't know how to use that.
Yeah. Either, feel like those things make it like too cakey. It puts it on too heavy. Like a big loose brush. You just need a light dusting. That's what that does.
A light dusting.
Yes.
Okay, good to know. Well, maybe you'll have to do a video and show our listeners how you use it.
Yeah, I will. What do you have?
Let's see. We're talking about skin. So I'll start with this because this is an everyday staple. I wanted to try a new SPF. So this is an SPF 50 plus. It's called Beauty of, I don't even know how to pronounce it, Beauty of Josein. It's like a K beauty brand. Have you seen this?
Okay. Kind of.
Yeah.
Not really.
It's called Relief Sun Rice and Probiotics SPF 50. I've seen it a lot reviewed or just like here and there. It's I think you can get it on Amazon, but I actually bought it because Natasha B, who we've had on the show, Beauty Junkie Monkey, had recommended, I believe she recommended this brand, or she recommended a website for other products, and they happen to have this, and I just wasn't sure if it was like legitimate on Amazon because it's like a K beauty brands, and like, you know, you just don't know if you're getting the right thing. But anyway, needless to say, it's a really nice SPF. It's very thin. It does not feel like SPF. It feels like a moisturizer, like a light moisturizer. No smell at all.
Oh, nice.
And it's really nice. It gives like a little bit of a glow. And so I've been using this almost like as a moisturizer instead of putting on moisturizer and then SPF, or like, I know you could do like an SPF or a moisturizer with SPF. I've just almost been using this as a moisturizer and doing it as my last step. And I'll mix it with like glow drops or something like that. But it's just like a really nice, thin, inexpensive SPF. It's $18 on their website, and you can get a 2-pack for $30. And this really lasts a long time. So I've been just using this lately. Like I was just saying, when I was at the beach, I just used this in the morning and at night. It's just so easy, and it's nice and, like I said, thin and radiant, and it's a really nice K-beauty product. So that's that. I also bought, I'm not reviewing it because I'm still testing it, an eye cream that has a little bit of retinol in it. So I'm testing that out too from this brand.
Cool.
Beauty of Josein. It's Joseon. We'll put it in the show notes.
I'm excited to hear about that eye cream. Is it something that you only use at night because it has retinol?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a night cream. So far, I like it. Very light.
All right. Well, speaking of Natasha Beauty Junkie Monkey, I always say it backwards, Beauty Monkey Junkie. I said it right the first time, I think.
I don't know.
She was the one that has taught me about Matrixyl and Argyroline or Argyroline.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I picked it up from The Ordinary because I actually saw, I was in the city and they have a store, which I didn't even know. And, you know, it's like, you can't beat the prices for The Ordinary. And so this is a two for one. I'll review both of them quickly. The Matrixyl I use at night and the-
I didn't even know The Ordinary had Matrixyl.
Yep. They do. It's Matrixyl, wow. 10% plus hyaluronic acid. And then the Argyroline solution, 10% you use during the day or like anytime someone's going to see you. Like, this is literally what the woman said to me. She's like, use this before putting on makeup or going out and being, you know, out. She's like, it's instant. The whole idea of this, of the Argyroline, is that it's like supposed to instantly freeze your face and,
yeah,
and you're not supposed to see the fine lines and wrinkles as much. And then the Matrixyl you can also use during the day, but I found it's just a little too heavy under my makeup. I don't like it, so I use it at night. I will say this, yeah, my Botox has stretched. I haven't had it done since the end of April. And normally by this point, I would be running to get more, and I'm feeling like it's okay. I'm not like, it's not, I don't need to like hustle in. And these are the two things that I've been doing differently. And I started using them, I want to say 3 months. I've been using, it all summer. My skin is definitely like plumper, it's firmer, and I don't see the fine lines and wrinkles as much as I was before. I really don't.
Really? Okay. So you use the Matrixyl, you said at night, and use the, do you use the Argyroline at night or morning?
No,
night?
It's funny. I was using it at night and the woman at the store said, you're using it wrong. She said, you literally just want to use it like when you're going to be seen. She's like, when you're going out.
So it's like a,
it's like an instant acting is the idea.
Okay, because I have it and I use it at night and I probably am doing it wrong. I thought it was something more like a Matrixyl where the more you use it, your skin kind of changes from it.
Right.
So this is just more like a treatment.
It's more like a treatment where they're claiming like it literally kind of like freezes the area.
Yeah, that's what Natasha says. She says she calls it like Botox in a bottle.
Yeah, exactly. And I really feel like, I need to put a disclaimer out. I think it's only fair. I have a filter on right now, so I don't look like I have any fine lines or wrinkles, but I actually do. So this stuff works. I like it. And it's like the prices are phenomenal.
And $10.50. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I'm going to use that one because I bought the Topology ones, but.
So cheap. $9.
Do you put it just around your eyes or do you put it everywhere?
I put it everywhere. I put both of them everywhere. And like, I really try to focus on my, I always drop the edge line like here on the wrinkle foreheads and the 11s and like around the eyes and around the smile lines. Like I try to,
That's what I do for the edge line and the Matrixyl I put everywhere, but that's good to know. I'm going to try it now in the morning because I've been just putting it on at night.
Yeah.
And that probably not doing it. And the Matrixyl I put on at night, but I'm going to try the edge line in the morning. Hey, good to know. Okay. I'll continue on the skincare route. So I'm sure you've seen this everywhere and it's something I've been wanting to try forever. But now I can review it because I've been using it for a while.
Wait.
Snail mucin. you've seen this everywhere, I'm sure, right?
Oh, snail mucin. That's so funny. Okay, I'll tell you why in a second. But yes, I've been hearing that all about it. Tell me.
Yeah. So it's the COSRX Advanced Snail 96 Mucin Power Essence, the one that you see like on TikTok and everywhere. And I'd been wanting to try it and I finally tried it and I love it. It is so hydrating. So I have such dry skin, right? So this is just, it's so much better than a hyaluronic because a hyaluronic, it's good, but it's not like as serum-y. You just kind of put it on and it's helpful. This is just like super hydrating. I use it morning and night. It makes my skin glow, look smooth. I put it on at night, like after, retinol or whatever, just to like seal it in. I'll put it on in the morning before my moisturizer. I've been having really good success with it. I mean, my skin hasn't, like a lot of people I've seen reviewing it online has said their skin has changed from it. I don't know if my skin's changed yet, but it's definitely looking better. But I love it. Like, you almost don't need anything else. It's thick. And you kind of just like, you put it in your hands and kind of rub it and then just tap it on your face. And it just gives a really nice hydration. I put on my neck too. Love.
Your skin does so good. Your skin does look like hydrated right now. Like very, like, you know, that glass skin situation that people are, do you feel like you get that with it?
Oh, definitely.
Nice.
Definitely. It definitely gives you that glass skin. It definitely gives you that glow. And I don't know, like, what it's doing, like how deep it's going into the skin. But I have heard people saying that people that have used it for a really long time, it has like changed their skin and made it a lot smoother, more hydrated, less wrinkles, et cetera. So it's just a really good add-on to anything else that you're using.
How much is it? I'm going to order it through our show notes, which is what all of our listeners should be doing too.
About $20, depending on where you get it. But and I just noticed they have a travel size if you want to just order it and try it. But I've been really happy with it. I think it's probably better for people with dry skin. But I think this will also be really, really nice going into the fall and winter. So I'm really excited about it. And I'm glad I finally tried it along with everybody else who's been like talking about it online. It's kind of a joke, but it actually does work and is really, really nice. It's just like a thick serum. You just put it on and you're good to go. I want to hear what you think about it though when you try it.
Yeah, I'm excited to try it. Yeah. All right. So my next one, which is my last one, is this is a first. I have a Product Junkies retraction statement coming. I have I have just talked about a product and I didn't like it before. And
yeah,
I started using it because I needed something like it, didn't have time to shop for it. So I said, let me give it another shot. And I retract everything I say that was negative. It is a good product. And this product is the Milani Make It Last Original Natural Finish Setting Spray.
Oh, right.
Now, I think the reason why I didn't like it before was because I didn't have something like my Makeup Forever setting powder.
Oh.
And also my skin was a little bit oilier at the time. And now my skin is less greasy. And I feel like I know how to use it better. Because if you spray it on and you don't, after I spray this on, I then go in with my matte like powder puff finishing powder and I hit the like high spots that you don't want to be shiny.
Oh, wait,
shiny.
So you do this first or you do the powder first?
No, so I do my Makeup Forever finishing powder, then I do my
setting spray,
then I get out my compact powder that is like normal powder that's like the color of your concealer. And I
like a matte powder.
Yeah, and I go in and I just take away the shine spots where I don't want to shine. And
okay,
the reason why I am really retracting what I'm saying is because since I've gone back to work, I've been using this every single day. And my makeup is, and also, by the way, I'm a fit model. I take clothes on and off all day that wipes my makeup. Every time I pull a shirt off, I try not to, but it happens a lot. And my makeup is still on and solid by the end of my full day of fittings. So it's good. Oh. Yeah.
That's good to know. Yeah, it's just so funny with a lot of these products, and it's good that you like retry them because a lot of it is user error. Like I feel like there was something I was trying recently and then I saw online you're not supposed to use it with like vitamin C, like it doesn't work or something. Maybe it was, I don't know if it was Matrixyl or something, but I was like, oh, who knew? So
yep,
good to know. Yep. I'll have to try it. I have the Morphe setting spray, which I like. I don't use setting spray that much. But good to know for when I do want to use it.
Yeah, I love it because I really like my contour to stay and that helps. Yeah.
Yeah, you're good at the contour. Thanks. Okay, so over the summer, if you're following our Instagram page, I put this in my stories, but I was in New York and I saw a vending machine for Kylie Cosmetics.
Nice.
I don't know if you remember seeing that. And I walked by and I was like, ooh, I love those like beauty vending machines. And I only usually see the one for Benefit, but Kylie Cosmetics had one. I've never tried Kylie Cosmetics, not really in the demo. But I saw the vending machine. I'm like, oh, that looks so fun. So anyway, she has these like lip kits, which is like a lip liner and a gloss. Mm-hmm. And you know how the Kardashians and Kylie, they're like known for that like beautiful matte, like nude lip. So I bought a lip kit. And it's called Bare, okay? So it's a matte lip kit. Okay, so here's the gloss. It's like a matte gloss, and here's the liner. It pretty. Is so pretty. So I'm going to put it on, but like I can't really do it without a mirror, but just to give you a sense. So you do the liner. It's like, you know, I think it's, how much was this? Let me tell you. It was, yeah, $35 for both, like for the kit. And then here's, I really like the gloss.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Isn't that pretty?
Yeah.
I like it because it's, all the glosses I have are glossy and this is a nice matte.
Yeah. And it's so much, it's interesting that it's like a little bit lighter than the liner. So it's a kit. It came together.
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
Which is good. No guesswork.
Yeah, exactly.
I totally butchered this, but.
It's a good nude though.
It's a really, really pretty nude. It was like, I wore it all summer. Like when I traveled, I just brought this. And like, I have one gloss that I always use from Tom Ford. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if I wanted a little bit more of a shine, I would just put that over it, but it like, it just enhanced it. But this is such a nice like daytime, nighttime. And it's called the matte lip kit. And this one's in bare. It's like a, it says matte lip kit bare, but it explains it as a light pink nude. But there, it's so funny when you go on the website or you look at this vending machine, there's like a million nudes. So you really have to find the right one for you. So I just took a guess. I'm sure there's other ones that may even look better, but this one's really, really nice. Just simple nude, beautiful. And I just like that it comes with the pencil so you don't have to guess. Yeah. And you just like have a set and it's inexpensive. And like there are a bazillion colors. And I like the matte as like a nice change because I feel like sometimes nude looks better when it's matte. Just like, makes your lips look a little nicer. So anyway, that was my 2-for-1 last recommendation.
Nice.
Speaking of back to school, like this is good for just like running a house, keeping in your car, keeping it in your bag. It's a good one. So big fan, Kylie Cosmetics.
It's so smart that she put those vending machines in like all the airports and everything. It's like,
yeah,
you know, it's, I'm surprised.
I haven't seen it before.
Oh, I've seen it a few times. Over the last couple of years, I want to say like maybe the last 2 years, I've seen it a couple of times.
Yeah.
Really smart. Nice. I'm going to check that
out. And now that I'm on the website and I'm looking, there's so many pretty colors that I want to try. And when you feel it on your lips, it feels like nothing. It's like really light, nice. Really lightweight.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that is our product junkies for September. We're excited to be back into the swing and hope you all had great summers and let us know what products you want us to review next. We're loving these right now and I hope back to school and everyone's summer was great. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Nirvana Sisters. For more information on this episode, check out the show notes, please subscribe and leave us a review. Also, find us on Instagram at Nirvana Sisters. If you loved what you just listened to or know someone that would, please share it and tag us. Tune in next week for a fresh new episode of Nirvana Sisters. We'll continue to watch out for all things wellness so you don't have to. Bye.